Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship today. Would you be seated, please? Welcome to church on this Palm Sunday. It's a bittersweet kind of occasion because we find ourselves celebrating Jesus' joyful entry into Jerusalem, and yet we know that the events of Holy Week are dark, yet we look forward with hope. So welcome to this time of worship and an opportunity for deeper reflection on Jesus' triumphant entry and passion. As you came into church this morning, you'd have received a leaflet with a number of announcements regarding some upcoming events. Could I draw your attention in particular to the service of evening prayer that's going to be held here at 4 o'clock? It will be a service of Holden evening prayer. Holden is the name of a community that is in Washington State. It's an old mining town that was purchased by our brothers and sisters in the Lutheran Church. And then in 1986, this piece of music was composed for evening prayer called Holden Evening Prayer. I do encourage you to come this afternoon for a time of quiet reflection in the midst of music and a brief homily. It should be a very satisfying experience. 2 weeks from today, April 16th, will be my last Sunday at the front of the church at St. James. I committed to that period of time, and due to my travel schedule beyond that, I can't be as committed as I have been until now. But I'm especially looking forward on that Sunday to welcoming two of my staff from the Wellspring Foundation for Education, Amina and Gilbert, who are going to be here from Rwanda at the beginning of a two-week visit. This is the first time that we've ever been able to make arrangements for our Rwandan staff to be in Canada, and they're here for a variety of events. But Parish Council has agreed to welcome them here on Sunday, April 16th. They're going to bring greetings during the service, and then following the 10:30 service, there will be a forum in the Westminster Room and an opportunity for you to meet them and hear more about their life in East Africa and the work that they do through the Wellspring Foundation. There are lots of other notices that are in the bulletin, so I encourage you to read through those and participate in those various events as you are able. Would you stand, please? Dear friends in Christ, during Lent we have been preparing for the celebration of our Lord's Paschal Mystery. On this day, our Lord Jesus Christ entered the holy city of Jerusalem in triumph. The people welcomed him with palms and shouts of praise, but the path before him led to self-giving, suffering, and death. Today we greet him as our King, although we know his crown is thorns and his throne a cross. We follow him this week from the glory of the palms to the glory of the resurrection by way of the dark road of suffering and death. United with him in his suffering on the cross, may we share his resurrection and new life. As we remain standing, let us pray. Assist us mercifully with your help, Lord God of our salvation, that we may enter with joy into the celebration of those mighty acts whereby you give us life and immortality through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You received a palm cross as you came into the church. I'd invite you to hold it aloft. We praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Hebrews acclaimed Jesus as Messiah and King with palm branches in their hands, crying, "Hosanna in the highest." May we also, carrying these emblems, go forth to meet Christ and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lenten wilderness journey has finally led us to the gates of the city, where we can join in with Jesus' followers as we reap the rewards of our dedication to our leader and teacher. Cue the crowds, it is parade time. Look out, authorities, there's a new order coming, and we have backed the right guy. It would be wonderful to stay at the parade, to stand along a roadway covered in palm fronds and colorful cloaks, but we are called to keep going, to follow Jesus, even where we don't want to go. And so together, through this retelling, let us continue our journey with Jesus, and may God be with us every step of the way.
Word was spreading. People were talking. The news of Jesus spread far and wide. Just as Jesus had said, he and his disciples were now headed up to the city, to Jerusalem. Just before they arrived, Jesus told his disciples to go into the next village and bring a colt that had never been ridden. Never been ridden? What would the owners say? Just as Jesus had said, the owners asked the disciples why they were taking their colt. "Because the Lord needs it," they answered. The disciples threw their cloaks on the colt's back before they set Jesus upon it. As Jesus rode upon the tiny animal, people gathered round, laying their cloaks and palm branches upon the ground before him. Word was spreading. People were talking. More and more, louder and louder.
"Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is the last who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna in the highest!"
Word was spreading. People were talking. They were shouting and singing, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of God. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Glory in the highest heaven? Blessed is the King? On a roadway paved with cloaks? What kind of king was this? Word was spreading, and some of the people in charge were not happy. Some of them in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." Jesus answered, "I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout aloud." Word was spreading. People were talking. The news of Jesus seemed to echo through all creation.
was spreading. People were talking. Jesus drew his friends close to him. Together they gathered around a table. Yes, word was spreading. Good news was growing. But how could Jesus get his friends through the next few days, through the time until he saw them again? Full of love, he took a loaf of bread, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Full of love, he took a cup of wine as he said, "This cup is poured out for you, showing you a new way and God's promise in me." Full of awe and wonder, the friends ate the bread and shared the cup. They had been fed with stories and prayers, words and deeds, and now this most special bread and wine. Word was spreading. Then Jesus said a most frightening thing. "One of you gathered here with us is not my friend. One of you will turn me over to those who want to hurt me."
Tree of life and awesome mystery, in your death we are reborn. Though you die in all of history, still you rise with every morn. Still you rise with
was as if time stood still. They could not believe the words that rushed and poured over them. Someone would betray him. Jesus looked at Peter full of deep love and deeper sadness. "These are uncertain times. Our friendship will be tested. For a while, we will be scattered. You, Peter, will turn away from me. I have prayed that you will turn back again and help your brothers and sisters." "What do you mean?" cried Peter. "I will go with you now, even to prison and to death." Jesus sighed. "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows to end this night, you will have pretended 3 times that you do not know me."
Light of life beyond conceiving, mighty Spirit of our Lord, give new strength to our believing, give us faith to live your word, give us faith to live your word.
was spreading. People were whispering. Jesus and his friends went to the Mount of Olives. Jesus looked at them lovingly and said, "Pray that you do not come into the time of trial." And moving away from them, about a stone's throw, he knelt and prayed. "Oh, Father, if it were down to me, I wish it didn't have to be this way." Full of despair, he prayed. And then it was as if he could feel the arms of God around him, giving him strength and hope to go on. When he stood up, he saw that his friends had fallen asleep. Word was spreading in secrets and whispers. Suddenly a crowd came, led by Judas, one of Jesus' friends. He kissed Jesus as a sign to tell the crowd that this was the one they wanted. "Judas," said Jesus, "you would turn away from me with a kiss?" The crowd had come to arrest Jesus. The disciples wanted to fight back, but Jesus said no. Then Jesus said to the crowd, "You saw me every day. Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? Why do you come in the dark of night and treat me like a bandit?" The soldiers didn't say anything. Judas didn't say anything. They took Jesus away, and all the disciples ran away, even Peter.
From the dawning of creation, you have loved us as your own. Stay with us through all temptation. Make us turn to you alone. Make us turn to you.
Word was spreading. Whispers, whispers. Fingers pointing. Peter followed Jesus from a distance. "You are with him," one said, squinting her eyes. "You are one of them," another said, pointing a finger. And another said, "I'm sure he was one of them." "I do not know him. I am not. I don't know what you're talking about," Peter shouted. And a rooster crowed. Peter, full of shame, went out and cried.
In our call to be a blessing, may we be a blessing true. May we live and die confessing Christ as a Lord of all we do. Christ as a Lord of all we do.
We love you.
Word was spreading, name-calling, angry shouts, a howling mob. Jesus was beaten, dragged from one place to the next, from prison to the high priest to the governor Pontius Pilate, to King Herod, and back again. Word was spreading. Who are you? What have you done? What is your crime? Dressed in a royal robe, crowned with thorns, everyone made fun of him. Joyous shouts of, "Blessed is the King," gave way to angry snarls of, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And so, Pilate handed Jesus over to them.
Word of Jesus was spreading. People were gathering, following Jesus as he dragged a huge cross through the streets. People laughing, leaders mocking, women weeping, friends crying. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them." Jesus was crucified between the two criminals. One on his side, he heard, "Why don't you save yourself and us?" On the other, he heard, "Jesus, remember me."
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
It was as if earth and heaven were torn from their loving embrace. All was lost. Even though Jesus' friends watched from a distance, they heard his voice echoing in their hearts as he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit."
There was no word. A good man named Joseph asked for the body of Jesus. Full of love and care, he wrapped it in a linen cloth. Ever so gently, he laid Jesus in a tomb, hollowed out of a rock. The women followers came too, helping to prepare the body. But time was running out. When the sun went down, there could be no more work for the day. The work of blessing Jesus' body would have to wait. There was no word. Or was there? There was weeping. There was sighing. Oh, what might have been? Was it all over? It was so quiet, we could hear our hearts beat. His heartbeat. We would wait through this dark night, and the next day, and at sunrise, on the third day, we would be ready to make the journey with him, to him. We would carry our perfumes and spices and see him again.
Gracious God, we think today of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey like a poor laborer. And so we pray for those who struggle to get by because they are poorly paid or unemployed, because of illness or disability, because of prejudice or abuse, or because they have had to leave their homes to seek safety elsewhere. We pray that those who suffer may know your justice, that those who have had the resources to help may have the courage to do so, and that those who make decisions concerning the welfare of their countries or communities may recognize their responsibilities towards all people. God, in your mercy. We think of Jesus fulfilling a prophecy of one who brings peace. And so we pray for those caught up in war or civil violence, naming them silently or out loud. We pray for peace in your world, that those who have it in their power to stop violence may do so, and that those in positions of influence may have the wisdom to see your way forward. God, in your mercy. We think of the crowds shouting and cheering, acclaiming their Messiah with palm branches. And so we pray for all who are carried along by crowds, pushed by those who shout and shove around them, or by social media, newspapers, or television. We pray for freedom and for integrity, that in our debates about welfare, taxation, or world affairs, that there may be honesty and a willingness to listen, and that in our social life, we may look for what really matters for our well-being, for the good of our neighbors, wherever they are, and the healing of your world. God, in your mercy. We think of the rulers of Jerusalem, afraid that they might lose their power. And so we pray for all of those who today have great power, as members of government, or because of their wealth, or their ability to sway others by what they do or say. We pray that they may use their influence for the good of all, and that those who have little power may discover the resources that are within and among them, and that we may all have courage to use the gifts and opportunities you gave us in the ways that you intend. God, in your mercy. We think of the disciples walking with Jesus amidst the shouts of praise, then leaving him when he was arrested. Let us pray for ourselves, remembering from our prayer list, Beth Brown, Patrick Convoy, Sylvia Brightwell, David Buckeridge, Marilyn Austin, Emerson Muir, John Fryer, Helena Friesen, Al McMillan, Abby Woodson. And today, Lord, we remember Jamie Short, may he rest in peace. With our struggles, our pain, our griefs, our gifts, and our joys, may we know the comfort of your continual presence with us, that despite our fears, whether things are hard or comfortable, we may continue to walk in the way of the cross. God, in your mercy.
Jesus, remember me when Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Gracious God, the suffering and death of Jesus, your only Son, makes us pleasing in your sight. Alone we can do nothing, but through his sacrifice, may we receive your love and mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread, communion in Christ's body once broken. Let your church be the wheat which bears its fruit in dying. If we have died with him, we shall live with him. If we hold firm, we shall reign with him. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. God, our help and strength, you have satisfied our hunger with this Eucharistic food. Strengthen our faith that through the death and resurrection of your Son, we may be led to salvation, for he is Lord now and forever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May our Lord Jesus Christ, who walks on wounded feet, walk with you to the end of your path. May our Lord Jesus, who serves with wounded hands, help you to serve one another. May our Lord Jesus, who loves with a wounded heart, be your love now and always. Bless God wherever you go, and may you see the face of Christ in everyone you meet. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.
Sing, my tongue, the glorious battle. Sing the ending of the fray. Now above the cross the trophy, sound the loud triumphant Christ, the world's Redeemer, as a victim won the day. Thus with 30 years accomplished, went he forth to Nazareth, destined, dedicated, willing, brought his work and met his death. Like a lamb he humbly yielded, on the cross his dying breath. Faithful cross, thou sign of triumph, now for us the noblest tree. None in foliage, none in blossom, none in fruit thy peel may be. Symbol of the world's redemption, for the weight that hung on tree. Unto God be praise and glory, to the Father and the Son, to the eternal Spirit, honor, now and evermore be done. Praise and glory in the highest, while the timeless ages run.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.